Good morning and welcome to Anglicare On Air on this Friday, the 28th of October 2011. And it's a bit scary because it's less than 2 months till Christmas. Two more shows to go. This is our October show and this is Jenny Barrett, Director of Communications, standing in this morning for Dr. Lynn Arnold. I have been on the show before a couple of times and I have a guest with me this morning that I'll introduce shortly. We're going to talk about youth services and particularly out here in the northern suburbs, what sort of services Anglicare provides for young people. So my special guest today is Jo Christofferson. I've only just met Jo myself this morning. She is the Service Coordinator for Youth Support based out at the platform here at Elizabeth. Good morning, Jo, and welcome to Anglicare On Air.
Thank you. Good morning, Jenny.
And this is Jo's first time on radio, so she's a novice, but I think she'll be pretty good. We had a test run yesterday, so we'll talk about what Jo does, what programs Anglicare offers, what sort of things young people in the northern suburbs can do to keep themselves busy and out of trouble, and all the different variety of programs that Anglicare provides. So first of all, Jo, let's find out a little bit about you. What are your qualifications? What's your background? How do you come to be a youth service coordinator?
Well, I started off being a teacher and stayed with the education department, in and out of the department, for about almost 25 years. So I've worked here and in Queensland in both the public and the private sector.
And primary or secondary school?
Well, a bit of a mixture, mainly upper primary, but I have worked in an R-12 school where I took a couple of classes up to year nine. But my area of most interest and expertise was with the upper primary students, usually year sixes and sevens.
So about what age would they be?
12, 11 to 13. That sort of age group.
And you've been with Anglicare a while, but you're fairly new in your current role, I understand.
Yes, I've only been in this role for a couple of months, and I've had annual leave in the middle of that as well. So I sort of feel as though I've come back from leave last week and I'm starting all over again. But it's very exciting, and I'm just so impressed with the services that Anglicare do offer to young people in the north, and with the workers who run those programs from the platform. They are the most dedicated, hard-working, self-driven, passionate people I have ever met.
And they didn't pay you to say any of that, did
No,
they
didn't.
That's very genuine.
They are just wonderful to work with.
Well, Dr. Arnold will be very happy to hear that. He loves to hear the fact that his staff are doing a good job, so I'll certainly pass that on.
They certainly are.
So, Jo, can you tell us, what is your actual role? What does it involve?
Well, I am called a coordinator of youth support. So I support the workers who actually work in the programs with the young people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of direct contact with young people, apart from a Tuesday morning where we run a Tuesday tute group from the platform for FLOW students in the north. And FLOW students are flexible learning options students who are not attending mainstream school, so they come to the platform just to maintain or to up their literacy and numeracy and do perhaps some independent living skills work or some artwork, but mainly concentrating on the literacy and numeracy.
Now, we'll talk a little bit about that after the music break, because I want to know why kids are leaving home or leaving school and what then motivates them to get back. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about one of the programs that I do know a fair bit about, and that's Generate.
Yes.
And I was very privileged a couple of weeks ago to go along to the Great Chefs of Adelaide luncheon at the Town Hall. That was on the 16th of October. And that is the major, in fact, the only fundraiser for Generate, because Generate doesn't get any government funding.
No. Generate is funded by the Archbishop's Appeal,
and
so it's unique in that way.
It is. It is quite special, and I understand that through the Generate program, we've actually got more than 61 or 62 young kids actually back into work.
Yes, I think in the 3 years that it's been running, I think there have been about 85 young people who have achieved some kind of employment through the Generate program.
And I guess 85 doesn't sound like a lot, but when you think that's 85 kids that aren't on the dole, that are earning their own wage, that are paying taxes, that have got pride in their employment, that have got a routine, that's really quite significant.
It is, because these are not just your average kids. These are very marginalised young people who come from families where employment is not the norm. It's the program tries to address the intergenerational unemployment, So these young people are very marginalised and have not had the example of caregivers or parents going to work and have all sorts of barriers and challenges to overcome.
So if you're a 16-year-old guy or girl and mum and dad have never worked, grandparents have never worked, mm-hmm. your brothers and sisters don't have a job, you don't know anyone in your family circle that has actually ever held down a job.
Mm.
How do you break that cycle and get these teenagers motivated to understand what it's like to have that work ethic? How do you do that?
Well, it's difficult, but if we can get them to come along to the job shop, I think once they've been there, it's a very non-judgmental, accepting place where they can learn some skills, and it's building their confidence and their self-esteem. Once you have a belief that you can actually do something and are worth something, the sky's the limit.
And I understand, Joe, that you work not just with the youths but also with their parents as well, because a parent that has never held a job may not realise how important it is for their child to
That's
be employed.
Right.
So you work
yes.
with the parents also?
Yes, we can, certainly. Mm.
An excellent program, Generate. And
yes.
that, just by the way, the Great Chefs of Adelaide Luncheon on the 16th of October raised in one day $100,000 to go towards the Generate program.
Yep,
because
amazing.
we had five chefs and celebrity chef Simon Bryant organising them all. They all donated their time. They all sourced their food and their wines from regional areas where they came from. So the actual cost of the lunch to us was minimal, and all the corporates and donors and sponsors came along and paid $185 a head. We had 322 people, I think it was, at the lunch, and made a net profit of more than $100,000. So it was a fabulous day, and all of that will go towards Generate.
Mm.
So we're going to have a music break now, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of the other programs and services that you provide from the platform, Joe. Now, I had a conversation leading up to this with Joe and said, now, we need to pick some music out, and we're talking about youth, so we should get some young music. And I don't have much in the way of young music myself. I'm more of a Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond fan. So I put the call out around my younger colleagues and asked for someone with a teenager perhaps to come up with a couple of songs, and I ended up with a CD with 20 songs on it. And I have to confess, I haven't actually heard of any of them, but I'm showing my age there. But we do have the first one we're going to go in with, and I had to ask, what's the name of the band and what's the name of the song? Because they're kind of look interchangeable to me. But coming up here we have now, the song is called Pumped Up Kicks, and it's by a band called Foster the People. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Anglicare On Air. I'm Jenny Barrett, filling in for Dr. Lynn Arnold. That was Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. Some nice youth music because we've got a youth program today. My guest, welcome back, Joe, is Joe Christofferson. Joe's the Service Coordinator for Youth Support based at the Platform at Elizabeth. Now, Joe, we were talking before the break about the Generate program. There are quite a few other programs that you support from the Platform. Can you tell us about a couple of those? In particular, I'm interested in the one for new arrivals, for young migrants.
Yes, the program is called NAYS, and the acronym stands for Newly Arrived Youth Specialist Program, and Anglicare work in partnership with the Migrant Resource Centre and support young people between the ages of 12 and 21 who have arrived in Australia in the last 5 years and need support and with all sorts of things. It could be even English lessons they might need to complete their studies or just to be able to feel that they are fitting in here in a new country. Family mediation, career choices, resume preparation, information on how to find jobs or accommodation, some finding training and volunteering, and even finding recreational groups for them to join so that they feel that they belong here.
So you're talking about newly arrived youth. Where are the majority of them coming from?
Lots and lots of different places. Lots of African young people are now arriving in Australia. Asian people from all over Asia and Africa, mainly.
Mm. And are these people that are arriving with their families? Are they coming?
Well, not always. Not always. There are some unaccompanied young people who arrive as well who need special support, especially with their education and their accommodation and finding supporting people to help them.
Are there people, Joe, that are coming here as refugees, for boat people? Could they be youth that have been in detention centres? Or are they migrants that are coming through the normal process?
No, there are refugees as well. And, of course, they have a very special set of barriers and challenges to face. And the worker in that program, Rosaria, is wonderful with connecting with these young people and has such a huge knowledge of the resources that are available in the community to link these young people.
Imagine there must be some language difficulties, language barriers.
Yes.
How does Rosaria cope with those?
Yes, there are. Well, the generosity of the community is amazing to us always. If we put the call out there, it's very rarely do you not get at least one person offering their services
for
nothing often. There was a young person that Rosaria was working with who was studying but needed more coaching, one-on-one coaching with his English in order to further his studies. Mm. The School of English that he was attending was closing down, but the director of that school offered her services free of charge to coach this young person till he actually reached that standard where he could continue his studies at Adelaide Uni.
And would you deal with individual youths or whole family groups?
No, usually individuals. Rosaria is very busy. She works a lot from the Magdalene Centre
in the city.
Yes. But she also does a lot of outreach work, and so she can meet these young people wherever it's more convenient for them to meet with her.
So how does she identify them? How does she actually find them in the community? Or how do they find her?
It's word of mouth.
Really?
Often people that she has helped in the past pass her name on to others who may be wanting or needing support in some area of their life, and they'll suggest that they go and see Rosaria. Anything with helping young people have access to computers, and accommodation is often quite a pressing need, and something that we are always trying to work towards to
and
get
of
more of.
Anglicare such as a wide has such a wide range of programs that they support each other. So
our
housing and homelessness portfolio, for example, could help the youth service.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
We're such a big organisation and we have so many programs and services, it's hard to cover them all. But this morning we're talking particularly about youth services. Now, there's another one I'm interested in, and perhaps you can tell us about that, Joan. It's called Reconnect. What's that one about?
Reconnect is a program for young people who, between the ages of 12 and 18, who are having trouble at home and living at home. They may have decided that they're going to move out.
Mm.
And Reconnect will assist them in, perhaps if it gets to that stage, finding them alternative safe accommodation. They will also provide counselling services, family mediation, and as the name of the program suggests, Reconnect, hopefully with the outcome of keeping those families together,
but
ultimately to keep those young people, if they do decide to leave home, to keep them safe.
So what would some of the reasons be, Joe, that say a 15 or 16-year-old would leave home?
There are so many
reasons.
Can you
give us some examples?
Examples perhaps where the primary caregiver, the parent that they're living with, perhaps takes a new partner.
Mm.
That doesn't work out. There are different rules. There's someone else in the house. There may be conflict there. Perhaps the young person has made some new friends where they are perhaps living a bit more independently, and this young person thinks that they might like to give that a go as well. There could be things that trouble at school, perhaps with not wanting to continue with their study, which may cause all sorts of conflict at home.
So the idea
is so many different reasons.
So the idea for us is to support them to try and maintain that family connection. If they choose to live independently, we'd help them to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not about forcing them back home to be
with
parents.
No, not at all. No.
And do you get some success stories from Reconnect?
Yes. Yes, we do. Just recently, one of our workers was working with a family where the young man has an intellectual disability, and tensions at home had been escalating for some years. There were younger children. Mum was under a lot of pressure with this young man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was resisting having to find accommodation on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't. He needed help. He didn't want to leave, but it was in his own best interest and in the best interest of the family that he did, with support. And eventually we found a place that he was happy to go to, and he is having the best time.
Oh, that's good.
Taken off, he's getting himself into some training. Mum, of course, is much, much happier. The younger children at home are much happier. Of course, they still see one another and visit one another, and the relationship is still very strong, but there's not the pressure of having him under the roof.
That's a good story. It's nice to know that we can resolve issues like that, because, you know, not everyone gets on well, even in families, and if it's better for him to live away from home and be supported, then good on him. We've talked a little bit about unemployment as well, and I'm interested to hear, what are some of the barriers that make it really difficult for youths to get into employment? We talked about some of this during the music break. Perhaps we could just talk about that a bit.
Well, I know that transportation is a big issue that a lot of our young people face.
Getting to and from work.
Yes. Mm. Especially living in this area, if they get a job in the city, that is a long way for them to go. And catching buses and trains.
Especially if they're working shift work.
Yeah, well, that's right. And it can be expensive.
Yes.
So the Generate program assists young people with bus tickets and buying them multi-trips to make sure that they do get to work on time.
Yes.
We also assist them to get their driver's license, giving them access to some driving lessons and helping them to pass their learners' tests. But yeah, transport is a barrier.
Do you teach the youths how to get into a work routine? Like, it's easy if you're used to getting up every morning, getting dressed, making your lunch, going to work at a certain time, coming home, walking the dog, all those routines that you have Monday to Friday. If you've never had that routine, it must be very difficult for a young person to be thrown into this very disciplined and rigid timetable.
That's
how do you help them cope with that?
Well, we've had workers who actually pick young people up and take them to work. We'll ring the employer every week or so to see how they're getting along, ring the young person at home or on their mobile to check to see how they're coping, what's going on, are you getting there okay, is there anything we can help you with, how's it all panning out. So we check on them regularly if they do get a job or an apprenticeship and make sure that they're not having any problems, or if there are, what we can do to help them so that they can sustain
their because sometimes they're not getting that support from home, are they?
That's right.
Their parents don't know how to give it, perhaps.
Mm.
And what can parents do? Are there any things that parents can do to help their kids get into employment? If they're unemployed themselves, I guess it's just a matter of supporting them and giving them some confidence.
Yes, I think so. And just being available to chat and praising them. Reinforcing the fact that this is a good thing that they're doing.
It's worth a lot, isn't it? A bit of praise.
Absolutely.
All right, you're listening to Anglicare on Air. We're talking about youth services in the northern suburbs. My guest is Joe Christopherson. I'm Jenny Barrett. We're going to go to another music break, and this is a song for young people, I'm told. It's called Plans by the group Birds of Tokyo.
Sharing
welcome back to Anglicare On Air. I'm Jenny Barrett. My guest today is Jo Christofferson, the Service Coordinator for Youth Support at the Platform in Elizabeth. That was Plans by Birds of Tokyo. And we're wrapping up the program this morning. We're just about out of time, Jo. We've talked about Generate and the new arrival youth service, the Reconnect. Just briefly, Aerosol Angels is another program we've got. That's very popular.
Yes, it is. Aerosol Angels was started by one of our very passionate and dedicated workers, Amy Gascoigne, who saw some young people graffitiing illegally and started a program for them to practice their skills and to do their art legally.
And it's been really successful, hasn't
very it? Very successful, yes.
So you've got a number of youth support programs and services for a range of things. If someone's listening this morning and they think they want to get in touch with this, or a parent's listening and think it could help their teenager, what can they do to contact us?
Well, they can call the Platform on 8209 5470.
That's 8209 5470.
Any time between 9 and 5.
So any business
weekday.
Hours?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can they just drop in at the Platform?
Yes, certainly.
And
yes.
That's on Elizabeth Way, just next to the fire station?
That's right.
At the shopping centre?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're listening out there, you think you want some help or some support, you know, you're not alone. There are lots of services that Anglicare can provide for young people in the northern suburbs. Pop into the Platform, give them a call, ask for help. You know, there's no shame in asking for help. If you're struggling to get by, if you think that you could do a bit better for yourself, then maybe Anglicare can help you. We've certainly got plenty of passionate, devoted workers out there with a big range of skills, and we've got a big range of programs to help you, whether you're unemployed or working, whether you need to study, get back to school. Give us a call. We can help. No one is beyond hope at Anglicare. Thanks for listening. Our next program will be on Friday, the 25th of November, and then only one more, and it's Christmas. Dr. Lynn Arnold's going to be overseas probably for the next program, so you'll have another special guest host, possibly me. In the meantime, enjoy. Don't forget to pop into the Platform if you want some youth support. And thank you to my guest, Jo Christofferson. Goodbye, and see you next time.